It is 7 a.m. and you have tuned into BFF.FM, Best Frequencies Forever. This is your musical savior, your voice in the resistance. Steve Fox, broadcasting to all my brothers and sisters behind enemy lines, telling the entire republic, all the fighters, hey, America, it's time to wake the F up.
Time. depressed like they're pressed against a mirrored glass. Unfulfilling capability to meet inside the region where there's gravity. Gravity don't mean a thing. Oh, it's where the angels break through. It's where they bring it to you. It's where silence, silence can teach me to sing.
Is it gonna be slapping your troubles away? Here's a potato, one slap, but you add a mushroom, 4 or 5 seconds, it's done. This thing, stop having a boring life. Put it here like this, now you're gonna have a nice, and you're gonna love this.
BFF.FM.
A social philosophy which aims at the emancipation, economic, social, political, and spiritual, of the human race.
Can't hear. Hard to be hard, rock, let's constantly fear. Take off the
BFF.FM. Best frequencies forever. Steve Fox hanging with you on another edition of Wake the F Up with the Nerve Revolution. And that's what we're talking about, brothers and sisters. It is time to stand up. It is time to revolt. We are one day closer to victory against the regime inside our White House. The regime that controls our Congress. We shall prevail in this fight. Today is a very special day in the revolution. Today, students, teachers, parents, and anyone that gives a damn will be marching for their lives, for gun control in this nation. Yes, brothers and sisters, you can support the Second Amendment and support gun control. And you must. It is too normal for us to accept mass shootings with AR-15s, M-16s, M-4s, and other weapons of war. More reports from the front as we stand, as we make right, as we rock out.
Glory seeker trends.
BFF.FM, Disposable Heroes, Metallica. Right here on Wake the F Up. Steve Fox hanging with you on this Saturday morning. And babies, we are deep, deep into Robert Mueller's investigation of Russian meddling in our 2016 election and obstruction of justice. Conspiracy to obstruct and anything else. President Pussy Grabber and his cohorts have done. do not fear. You must stay strong. You've got to stay steady because you are the bulwarks of this republic. As I said before, if you get a chance today, and you should get a chance today, go out and march for the lives of your children. Get up and march for the lives of your students. Get up and march for the lives of these Americans. Too much is at stake. Too many have died at the hands of weapons of war. The M4, the AR-15, they are meant for one thing, and that is to kill human beings as quickly and efficiently as possible. You know that you should be out there. You know that you should be talking to your members of Congress and making them do something. Because if they don't, November is around the corner and there is a wave coming. Get up, stand up, get away from that phone, and get away from that TV. Because it is a drug. It is the drug of the nation.
Well, on a brighter note, commercial break.
The government has now banned the carrying of spears.
Stop about every 1,000 miles, ain't asking too much, is it?
You might wish to stay on and listen.
It was a place where everything was legal.
I met this woman.
So if you're looking for emotional satisfaction, my advice to you is seek professional help.
Thank you for joining us live on the air.
My pleasure.
One Nation. Under God has turned into one nation under the influence of one drug. Television, the drug of a nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation. On television, the drug of a nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation. TV, its satellite links are United States of unconsciousness. Apathetic, therapeutic, and extremely addictive. The methadone metronome, pumping out 150 channels 24 hours a day. You can flip through all of them, and still there's nothing worth watching. TV is a reason why less than 10% of our nation reads books daily. Why most people think Central America means Kansas. Socialism means un-American, and apartheid is the new headache remedy. Absorbed in this world, it's so hard to find us. It shapes our minds the most. Maybe the mother of our nation should remind us that we're sitting too close to the television, the drug of a nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation. On television, the drug of the nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation. TV is a stomping ground for political candidates, where bears in the woods are chased by Grecian formulated bald eagles. TV is mechanized politics, remote control over the masses, co-sponsored by environmentally safe gases. Watch for the PBS special. It's a perpetuation of the two-party system, where image takes precedence over wisdom, where soundbite politics are served to the fast food culture, where straight teeth in your mouth are more important than the words that come out of it. Race baiting is the way to get selected. Will he Horton or will he not get elected? On television, the drug of a nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation. On television, the drug of a nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation.
On the screen is an address where you can mail your tithe offering or gift of love.
Okay, got the idea? All right, now let's concentrate.
TV, is it the reflector or the director? Does it imitate us or do we imitate it? Because a child watches 1,500 murders before he's 12 years old. And then we wonder why we created a Jason generation that learns to laugh rather than abhor the horror. TV is a place where armchair generals and quarterbacks can experience firsthand the excitement of video warfare as the theme song is sung in the background. sugar-sweet sitcoms that leave us with a bad actor taste, while pop stars metamorphosize into soda pop stars. You saw the video, you heard the soundtrack. Well, now go buy the soft drink. Well, the only cola that I support would be a union COLA cost of living allowance on television. The drug of the nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation on television. The drug of the nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation. Back again, new and improved, we return to our irregularly programmed schedule, hidden cleverly between heavy-breasted beer and car commercials. CNN, ESPN, ABC, BCB, TNT, but mostly BS, where oxymoronic language, like virtually spotless, fresh, frozen, light, yet filling, and military intelligence have become standard. TV is a place where phrases are redefined, like recession to necessary downturn, crude oil on a beach to moose, civilian death to collateral damages, and being killed by your own army is now called friendly fire. TV is a place where the pursuit of happiness has become the pursuit of trivia, where toothpaste and cars have become sex objects, where imagination is sucked out of children by a cathode ray nipple. TV is the only wet nurse that would create a cripple. Television, the drug of the nation, breeding ignorance, feeding radiation. On television, the drug of the nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation. On television, the drug of the nation, breeding ignorance, feeding radiation. On television, the drug of the nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation.
So what to talk about? I know, let's talk about Facebook. By now, most of you have heard about the data breach, which, by the way, Facebook said wasn't a breach. There are only three things to remember in a crisis. One, acknowledge the issue. So far, Facebook refuses to acknowledge the issue. Two, the top guy or gal has to take responsibility. It appears that both Sheryl Sandberg and Mark Zuckerberg have retreated to the caves of Kandahar, as Sheryl Sandberg is writing a book entitled Lean Out, Leadership and How to Avoid It When It Matters Most. And finally, three, overcorrect. The role model here is Tylenol that cleared the shelves of every bottle of Tylenol, regardless of the cost of shareholder value. Thus far, Facebook has refused to do anything that might endanger earnings or shareholder value. And where is the board here? Donald Graham is on the board. You know, the Washington Post, where democracy dies in the dark. Well, Mr. Graham, democracy is dying in the full light of day here. Where the hell is the board of directors? This is the perfect storm of bad things for our Commonwealth. The company clearly has no intention of doing anything substantive to change what has gone on here, where the most innovative act of 2016 was the Russians taking a Trojan horse that we paid for, the most innovative thing in the world, Facebook, and detonating it in our own face. Two, Washington, will they step in? Absolutely not. With the White House, the House, and the Senate controlled by Republicans, and Republicans being the party of Trump, and Trump perceiving the weaponization of this platform and Cambridge Analytica as good for him, there will be absolutely nothing resembling leadership or action other than sanctimonious indignance coming out of D.C. Where might we see some progress? a red state attorney general who sees the fastest blue line path from the AG's house to the governor's mansion by making a populist argument against Facebook. Where we're most likely to see real change here? Brussels. Europe registers a fraction of the upside with all of the downside. They're about to go gangster on Facebook. What about consumers? Deinstall Facebook is not trending. Consumers talk a big game, but at the end of the day, they want that little black dress for $9.99, or they want to share their fabulous lives with their friends on their Instagram feeds. Don't expect anything from the consumer here. And what about advertisers? Advertisers don't have the option. This is a duopoly. They cannot disarm unilaterally. P&G, Unilever, Ford would love to come out against Facebook and stop advertising, as they're good people with a lot of veterans serving in their company. However, they're not going to disarm unilaterally. If they were to announce in their earnings that their e-commerce sales had slowed because they refused to advertise on Facebook, they would be commended for taking a stand and their stock price would decline dramatically. This is the danger of power corrupting companies. When we allow two companies to control two-thirds of all digital marketing, that is the duopoly of Facebook and Google, we end up in a situation where monopoly abuse is rampant. These companies, and the only solution, is they need to be broken up. What would happen if Facebook was Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp, and Messenger? One of the companies would decide, as an independent company serving its own shareholders, that a pretty decent value proposition to advertisers would be to say, we've put in place the security measures and safeguards such that we can't be weaponized by a foreign government. In other words, we are not bad for America. Advertise with us. That sounds like a pretty decent line to get advertisers. Unfortunately, neither Google nor Facebook need to make that assurance because advertisers have no choice. So it's easy to complain. What should Facebook do? Facebook should enter into a contract with America. One, they will stop all political advertising immediately until they figure out how to safeguard political ads. Two, they should immediately shut down Kids Messenger until they have more research, peer-reviewed academic research, on the impact on the developing brain of social media. And three, they should separate the chairman and CEO roles and appoint a chairman that stakeholders are assured and trust understand the tension between civic responsibility and shareholder value. So some predictions. What will come from Washington? Nothing. What will come from Facebook? Delay and obfuscation. What will come from advertisers? An inability to disarm unilaterally. What will come from consumers? Absolutely nothing. Democracy is dying one like at a time here in the full light of day. Facebook employees, you are complicit. We'll see you next week. So it's 24 hours later, and Mr. Zuckerberg addressed the issue. And from a shareholder and communication standpoint, I thought he was really strong. He managed to say, I'm sorry several times, which is important, take responsibility for the issue, and then outlined a series of steps which created the appearance that they're actually doing something. However, any real forensic analysis of what they're actually doing is going to show that they are doing absolutely nothing. Mr. Zuckerberg has effectively shown up to a fire of his own making with a squirt gun. Hey, it's not our fault the nanny was smoking pot while we weren't home. Yeah, it's your fault, and you're not really doing anything. Mr. Zuckerberg, this isn't a monster out of your control. It is a monster, but you have control. This is your responsibility.
It's going out to idiot America.
This is a public service announcement with guitar.
BFF.FM, best frequencies forever. The Clash, Know Your Rights, right here on Wake the F Up. Steve Fox hanging with you for a little while longer here on this Saturday morning, this March for Our Lives Day. All across the Republic, here in the free zones of the West and those behind enemy lines. Catching you up on the Russian investigations. That is the investigation of Russian interference in our 2016 election and beyond. Philip Ewing over at NPR has posted an interesting article speaking about new happenings. The Congress trying to secure future elections. Is it enough? I suggest that read highly because, yes, the floodgates are open. The floodgates are open. Stay away from any content on social media that is not a secured source. If you want news unfiltered, I suggest the Associated Press or Reuters. If you want a perspective outside of the battle that's going on here in this country, check out BBC. Make sure you are informed. Make sure you know the candidates that you need to push to bring this nation back from the brink of non-existence. Register to vote. Get others to vote. Register your friends, your family. Make sure we have an army that is as wide as this nation. Make sure we link arms. And come November, we rise. BFF. .FM. Public Image Limited.
Could be wrong. I could be right. Could be wrong. I could be wrong. I could be right. I could be black. I could be white. I could be right. I could be wrong. I could be white. I could be black. Your time has come. Your second skin. So high, the game so low. Walk through the valley. The written word is a lie.
May the road rise with you. May the road rise with you. May the road rise with you. May the road rise with you.
Could be wrong. Be right. Could be wrong. I could be right. Feelings going.
could be wrong. I could be right. Could be wrong. I could be right.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Trilobites.
The day was a pig, so I decided to cut loose. The company graciously gave the means for my endeavors. I'm the could get you anywhere in the backseat of a taxi. My plan to tip the driver and he turned to me and said, "You're in my head, I won't spin on the eighth." And they said, "It's a familiar bar of oblivion." I pondered these words as I rolled up the lift. I'll soon begun his wheels, still in the search for some new idea. Hold the sun, I flame, and he turned to me and said, "You're in a headlong spin on the eighth," and they said, "It's another minute, bar on the line." Find myself on a selection of phosphorus. I went downstairs to check out the action. It didn't take too long to find your souls on the surface of Lambert's eye. It asked me what's the point of my room, the bunch around me, and said, "We're in a little long spin on the eighth, and they say, but I'm in here, far on the other." We'll be right back.
house that they can see me. Furiously kind of stern as I reach down for the counselor. They said I have a more extender here. What's gonna happen before
BFF.FM, best frequencies forever. Steve Fox with you on Wake the F Up. I am going to be getting out of here because my time is almost up, but I wanted to make sure that you understand across the nation, here's what's going on today. A list of where people are marching for our lives. All times local. Check it out. Washington, D.C., noon to 3, the intersection of Pennsylvania Avenue Northwest and 3rd Street Northwest. In Manhattan, the march begins at noon. Organizers have asked people to gather at 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. Rallies will feature speeches from survivors of gun violence. It's in Central Park West at West 72nd Street. Los Angeles, 9 a.m., 603 South Spring Street. San Francisco, 1 p.m. today. San Francisco Civic Center Plaza, Seattle, 10 a.m., Cal Anderson Park, that's 1635 11th Avenue in Seattle. Portland, Oregon, 10 a.m., North Park Blocks. Las Vegas, 10 a.m., 361 Symphony Park. Phoenix, 10 a.m., 1700 West Washington Street. Indianapolis, 11 a.m., West Washington Street. Cincinnati, 11 a.m., 801 Plum Street. Oklahoma City, 11 a.m., 4201 North Lincoln Boulevard. Chicago, 11 a.m., Union Park, 1501 West Randolph Street. Houston, 9 a.m., Tranquility Park, 400 Rusk Street. Dallas, 1 p.m., Dallas City Hall, 1500 Marilla Street. San Antonio, noon, 100 Military Plaza. Austin, noon, 301 West 2nd Street. Denver, 2 p.m., 14th Avenue in Bangkok. Philadelphia, 9:30 a.m., 5th and Market Street to Lombard Circle at Columbus Boulevard. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, noon, 436 Grant Street. Boston, 11 a.m., Madison Vocational High School. Raleigh, 10 a.m., end of Halifax Mall. Charlotte, 11 a.m., Richmond, Virginia, 10 a.m., Parkland, Florida, 10 a.m. local time, Pine Trails Park. Miami, Florida, 10 a.m. New Orleans, 12 p.m. Atlanta, 11 a.m. St. Louis, 10 a.m. Milwaukee, 10 a.m. Madison, 10:30 a.m. Nashville, 9 a.m. And so on and so forth. And stand and don't ever give up and resist. Resist. For everyone out there today, marching. For all the children who have died, and all the parents who have died, and all the citizens who have died in mass shootings alone in 2018 and previous. Resist. Resist. Fox out.
middle of the road. He's trying to find me. I'm standing in the middle of life with my pants behind me. I got a smile for everyone I meet. As long as you don't tie dragging my bay, or dropping the bomb on my street. Come on, baby. Get in the road. Come on now. In the middle of the road, yeah. Middle of the road, you see the darndest things, like fat guys driving round in jeeps through the city, wearing big diamond rings and silk suits, past corrugated tin shacks full of a kiss, a man I don't mean a Hampstead nursery. When you own a big chunk of the bloody third world, the babies just come with the scenery. Now come on, baby, get in the road. Well, come on now. In the middle of the road, yeah. Cul-de-sac. I can't get from the cab to the curb without some little jerk on my back. Don't harass me, can't you tell? I'm going home, I'm tired as hell. I'm not the cat I used to be. I gotta get, I'm 33, baby. Get in the road.